And welcome here, welcome to this place, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. I offer this practice of Yoga Nidra to help cultivate coherence in your being. And as you continue to settle here, I invite you for a moment to just consider, what could this word coherence possibly mean? Because this practice of Yoga Nidra is a practice of rest, and it's a practice of release. Many times we as human beings attempt to rest. And the whole process of resting becomes more effective if you're able to do it in a coherent manner. So we'll begin this practice of Yoga Nidra with a few explorations that help to cultivate coherence in your body, mind, spirit. We'll start with just simple things for the nervous system. Right now, feel the sensations that are arising in your right hand. Feel the sensations in your left hand. Feel the sensations in your left hand. Feel the sensations in your right hand. And then feel both hands together. Just feeling one side, the other side, and both together. And then notice the overall energetic holding of the hands. Are they semi-open, semi-closed? And here now I invite you to explore how you're holding your hands. What does it feel like to have the hands open? What does it feel like to close the hands? What does it feel like to be closed? And what does it feel like to be open? To be able to receive. One of the easiest things we as human beings can do to cultivate coherence in our being is to direct our attention to the earth, to Mother Earth. Just taking a moment to feel that you are indeed an earthling, a being of this earth. Feel the fact that the earth is beneath you, supporting you, holding you in this moment and always. Just feel this. And if you can feel the support of the earth, which of course you can, begin to release the weight of your body into this support. Soften your body into the support of the earth. And you can invite softness into the body in any way that makes sense to you. It's often helpful to soften the face and the jaw, the crown of the head, the back of the head. You can let your eyes fall deep in the sockets and allow your tongue to fall back from your teeth. And as you lie there breathing and settling, with each breath. Just let go into this process of rest. Allow your body and your mind to let go. The essence of the Yoga Nidra practice is the attitude of welcoming. Through the process of Yoga Nidra, we learn to differentiate from the objects arising within our awareness and awareness itself. And this attitude of welcoming is what unlocks this realization. Because as we practice Yoga Nidra, things will arise. Thoughts, emotions, sensations, memories, fantasies. All of this is normal. But just allow these perceptions to move through the guest house of your awareness. This attitude of welcoming leads us into a greater place of coherence in our entire being. So let's simply practice welcoming this moment as it is by just simply welcoming all sounds. In this moment, a full sphere of sonic experience is available to you. Beneath, above, to the left, to the right, inside this room, outside of this room. Just be with all of the sounds that you can hear. Welcome all sounds as a way of welcoming this moment, here and now. A total awareness of sound. And here now, welcome to the space of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. Welcome to the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. This practice will now proceed with a rotation of awareness around the physical body, where the invitation is to practice sensing and feeling the body as pure sensation. This simple tool of feeling the body is such a powerful way, again, to bring us to a state of cohesion and also ease. Because these bodies, they really do like to be heard. Begin this trip around the physical body here now by first bringing attention to the eyebrow center point. Sense and feel the eyebrow center point, welcoming anything that arises. Simply feeling. There is no way to do this wrong. Just feeling the eyebrow center point. Then from here, move your attention down to the softness at the base of the throat, the space in between the collarbones, sensing and feeling here. And then notice the right shoulder. Feel the right elbow and wrist. Notice the sensations arising in the palm of the right hand and the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Again, feel the right palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Simply feeling, simply welcoming. Notice now the left shoulder. Feel the left elbow and wrist. Notice the sensations in the palm of the left hand, and the tip of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel again the left palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Allow your attention now to move down to the space of the heart, behind the center of the breastbone, and just feel. Feel into the heart space, again, just welcoming. Feeling and welcoming in the heart space. Notice the right chest. Feel the heart center. Notice the left chest. Feel into your heart. And then move your attention down to the navel center behind the belly button. Feeling, sensing here. And then allow your attention to move into the base of the pelvis. The base of the pelvis is a place where we can tune into our earthen terrestrial nature. Again, remembering you are an earthling made of this earth. Just feel this truth of your earthen nature in the pelvis. And notice your right hip. Feel your right knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the right foot. And the tip of the right big toe. Second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel again the right sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. Continue this flow of awareness, noticing now the left hip. Feel the left knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the left foot. The tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the left sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. And next we'll invite our awareness to rise up the midline of the body. The teachings of yoga tell of a central channel of energy, a Shashumna Nadi, that runs analogous to our spine, up our midline. So as you bring your attention up this center line of the body, just notice. Notice how the body reacts to this. Feel again into the base of the pelvis. Notice the navel center behind the belly button. Feel into your heart. Notice the sensations in between the collarbones. Feel the eyebrow center point and the crown of the head. Feel this whole midline central channel of the body. This geometry of a central channel of energy is something we share with many living beings. So just for a moment, have an awareness of symmetry. a middle, and two equal sides. And bring your awareness back to the eyebrow center point. Feel the right eyebrow, feel the left eyebrow, left eyelid, right eyelid. Feel the right cheek, left cheek. Notice the tip of the nose. Feel the left nostril, feel the right nostril. Feel the right corner of the mouth, left corner of the mouth. Left jaw, right jaw. Feel the tip of the chin. Feel again the softness at the base of the throat. And then allow your awareness to come home to the space of the heart. And just be here, feeling, listening, welcoming anything arising here in the heart space. And for a few rounds of breath, just be here, welcoming anything that arises. Wherever you are, you can allow this awareness of heart to fade. And consider that the teachings of yoga tell us that awareness itself is never separate from the energy that animates it. Shiva is never separate from Shakti. So here now, notice how energy pulses inside of awareness. The breath, the beating of the heart, the pulse of cognition all arise and subside inside of awareness. Allow this exploration as well to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And here in this openness, when the body and mind are relaxed and at ease, the dreaming mind can awaken more easily. And here now, you mind may be distant, or it may be present. And if your mind is more present, just wonder what this space of dream is like. What is it like to be open to dream? The yogis speak of a space of awareness known as Chidakash, or the screen of the mind. And it is interesting to watch this screen of the mind directly in front of the closed eyes, wondering what might dream into awareness here. Sometimes you may see colors or shapes, pictures or even movies. memories and fantasies. But the practice is welcoming. Welcoming anything that arises in this openness of awareness. So for the next few breaths, just watch this space of chidakash, this screen of the mind. Just watch and welcome and be for a few breaths. And here now, I invite you to consider what it means to rest. And I invite you to reclaim this power of rest. Because when we're able to release into a place of coherence, our bodies and minds are capable of magic. In this space of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra, we can radically transform our relationship with our body and our mind. Just by seeing, just by being, just by allowing our body and minds to do what they already know how to do. Just provide the space, let go, and love. It really is that simple. So here, in this space, just rest, just be, knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Adi Om Tat Sat.